I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
You say one of the ways we lose our passion for prayer is when we squander our moments on things that do nothing but eat up our time. Maybe just a word about how we might realign our lives around the things that really have value and importance.
Well, we lose our taste for that which strengthens us when we feed on the things that weaken us. We do, and I'm not trying to be a legalist here, but really, it's almost like when you feed on sugar, you lose your taste for actual fruit. When you drink soda, water doesn't taste good anymore, and you don't even realize it. I mean, Eugene Peterson's paraphrase, I can't remember which verse it is, but he says, basically, we feed on the things that trash our bodies while our souls go hungry, and that paraphrase there, but truly, it's just the truth. Where we do these shortcuts with our spiritual appetites and we wonder why we drift, but we're so quick to drift. But I think when you feed the soul on the things of truth, when you expose yourself to teaching like you hear on Faith Radio and to music, and you put yourself in a position to be nourished, you are quicker to discern a lie and you acquire a richer taste. It's almost like Paul, you know, when he said, there's so many things I would tell you, but you can't handle them. You're still drinking milk. You're not ready for the deeper truths. And how many Christians just aren't ready for the deeper truths because they're still feeding on milk and they're letting maybe their pastor spoon feed them. And I just think one of the glories of being a Christian is to mature, to grow up in the things of God. But you can't do that without time in His Word, without cultivating a listening lifestyle. And I would say obedience has a big part in that as well. And I just think, you know, to acquire a taste for the things of God will strengthen your soul. And you'll just, the other stuff that feels like a, you know, like a treat, just you know what I mean? I still love to stay in my sweats and sweatshirt and watch 3 movies in a row. But every time I get up from a time like that, I'm like, well, that did nothing for me. Yeah. It's fun once in a while. And so I hope you hear me. I'm not saying we should be legalists about this, but maybe just look at some of the time you maybe waste on Facebook and other things. Harness some of that time. Maybe fast from social media and get a good book and get in the Word and get a vision for where God is taking you. That's just my challenge.
Yeah. Talking Your Powerful Prayers, Reaching the Heart of God with a Bold and Humble Faith, a new book from Susie Larson, our guest today. Susie, maybe just a reflection. How is your prayer life? Is there one or two ways that it is different now than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago?
Absolutely. My prayer looks way different. I do understand that when I ask for things from God, He's going to ask for some things from me as well. But I want it all. I want it all on the table because when I see Him, I want to know that I lived as one who was spoken for. And anybody that I know that has an active prayer life, just like people who are active in generosity, never regret it. They're like they found a secret to a fruitful life. And I just think, boy, I invite you to just see what God is up to, what He wants to do through you, and spend some time and see what happens.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.